table memories. Amen. You pray God help Brother Danny say some things tonight.
Well, I thank the Lord I'm saved.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the ability to be here, come pray, try to fellowship a little bit around the Word of God and be a help to one another. I was reading today, and John 5. And I sit there and I got to thinking and meditating on it, and just God started just sort of flooding my mind with some thoughts. Tells us there, says that first verse, says after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. It says, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. I got to thinking about this and just tried to get in my mind this scene, the picture of what's going on here. And I just got to thinking about this, and I thought, well, there's a sheep market there, and it says it's right beside this pool.
Right.
Got to think about a sheep market. Well, that's where they purchased them sheep. Amen. Got to think about how the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary bought me.
Amen.
A lost sheep, amen. Got to thinking about that and saying it was by this pool, right there beside it. I mean, right here within the same scene.
Yes.
And that word Bethesda, if you go and you look at that, it means house of kindness.
Amen.
Amen. It said it's got five porches, and we know five is the number of grace.
Yes,
but I just got to thinking about that, and I'm going to tell you, God good to me, Brother Nathaniel. I just got to think about God saving me in this picture here. I mean, the market there where these sheep are being redeemed, they're being bought, amen. That's what happened to me. Amen. That's what happened to me 26 years ago now.
Amen.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
He bought me. Amen. I'm His. I belong to Him.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yes.
He come got me in the sheep market. Amen. I was a slave to sin on that market of slavery to sin. But and He bought me. Bought me, Brother Keith. Thank God. And in this scene here, it's right beside this pool, the house of kindness. What kindness? Oh my. Never, never have I had an experience in life, ever, where there was a kindness even compared to that.
Amen.
That my Savior would die.
Amen.
For me, as Chris preached here recently. What great love, no greater love than a man lay down his life for his friends.
Amen.
Thank God for that. He made the ultimate sacrifice for me.
Yeah.
Amen. Within the house of kindness.
Yeah.
Man. Buddy, am I a blessed man. And I got to think about them five porches. I mean, that's the number of grace.
Yeah.
I got to thinking about it as we go on down in the scripture. I'm not going to read. It's a very familiar passage. That man been laying there for 38 years. Couldn't get in the pool. Amen. Well, I was saved. I was 35. I hadn't been laying by the pool, Brother Keith, for no 38 years. But I had laid there for 35.
Yeah.
Amen. And I thought, I just got to thinking this afternoon, how I was so much like that man.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's right. I was, in some ways, I was religious because I was raised in a church atmosphere. I mean, I understood, you know, that we're lost and all this stuff. You had to get right with God to go to heaven and all that. I understood somewhat of that. Not in my heart. I didn't understand the gospel. But I did sort of understand the concept there. And it really wasn't real to me. But I did have that in my mind. I mean, I'd pray every night. I'd ask God every night for years as a lost man to forgive me.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't mean nothing. It was just a ritual. It was just a habit. Eased my own conscience.
Amen.
But I got to thinking about how I was like that man by the pool. He couldn't get up and get in the water. I couldn't either. I sort of wanted in the water. I didn't really know what it's like to get in the water. I thought I had to get in the water.
Yeah.
I tried everything under the sun. I read about every kind of religion and thought and philosophy. I was trying to figure out what's the best way to get in the water. To me, to get in the water is just be happy and not feel guilty. Not have to face hell one day.
Yeah.
I didn't have no real concept in my mind of loving Jesus Christ and wanting to serve Him, have fellowship with Him, I just thought, man, I'd hate to go to hell.
Amen.
Hey, man, I bet I wasn't in the water. That's right. Couldn't get in the water, brother. Couldn't go it. And it seemed like all around me, I mean, there would be times I'd hear about people getting right with God. And I thought, well, I'd like to get in the water. How come I couldn't get in the water? They beat me there.
Yeah.
That's right. I'd think about it a little while and I'd forget about it. I'd lay back down on my little bed and go to sleep and wait for the next time for the water to move.
Yeah.
So I thought, thank God, and then Jesus come walking by the marketplace one day,
yes,
walked over to the pool where I was.
Yeah.
Amen. I found out, Brother Todd, I didn't have to get in the water.
Amen.
Not on my own.
Right.
Amen. That was just a picture of the reality. Is that right?
Yeah.
That was just an image of the reality.
Yeah.
That was just giving you a concept of what the reality would be.
Amen.
To not be the old crippled man, crippled down with sin anymore. See, I didn't, I'll be honest with you, I didn't really care all that much about getting rid of my sin. I just didn't want to go to hell. It don't work that way.
No.
But thank God He come by my way one day.
Amen.
There at the pool in the house of kindness.
Amen.
And He looked at me. He just said, take up your bed and walk.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Immediately.
Yes.
That's what it says, immediately. He got up. He wasn't crippled no more. Thank God, thank God. I could have got over there and gotten that water, but if the water wouldn't have been moving, I'd have still crawled out crippled. I'd have just got wet.
Right.
You think about that. There's a lot of people who think they got in the water. All they've done got wet.
Amen.
That's right. All they've done is had some kind of little experience, some little emotional experience. The water's got to move.
Yes.
Thank God. He's got to speak. The word.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes,
but I'm telling you, I was just thinking this afternoon and all this just racing through my mind how all this just comes together.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, all the times I've probably read that passage down through the years, it just never really jumped out at me. That sheep market right there beside
Amen.
The pool.
Yeah.
They're connected. That's right. That's exactly right. His sacrifice as the Lamb of God was connected to my salvation.
Yes, sir.
It's connected to my new birth. That's right. All because of His kindness.
Amen.
Thank God took me off of the sheep market of sin.
Yes, sir.
All right there. That's a pretty good little neighborhood. Amen. I like it. I'm going to tell you more. Think about it. After I read that day and just sort of saw it in a fresh way, I sort of got to thinking to myself, well, I like that neighborhood. You know what? I was a candidate, and the sense that man was by the pool for 38 years, I was a candidate to be saved the whole time. The difference that day was He came by.
Amen.
That's the difference. I could have gotten the water. Wouldn't have mattered. Somebody else could have helped me in the water. Wouldn't have mattered. Somebody could come along, kick me and roll me in the water. Wouldn't matter. I had to wait for Him.
Yes.
Him to come by my way. Amen. He just said, take up your bed and walk. I don't even see where He got in the pool.
No, sir.
Now, I don't know what that'd make you think about. I'm sure the Lord would put in your heart, whatever it be. He'd want you to ponder on. He might bless you. But I'm going to tell you what, it made me think about all them people told me you had to be baptized.
Yeah.
You got to get in the water. They still teaching it.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
If I would have died and went home to glory, 10 minutes after the day I got born again and never made it into that baptismal pool, I'd be just as saved as if I'd have dunked in that rascal 100 days in a row.
Amen.
That's right. The pool was there. It was a picture, but it had to be moved. The water had to be moved. The set of angels had to come down and move it. I believe that's a picture of the Holy Ghost. But I'm going to tell you, all this just started coming in my mind. And it just, but I'm going to tell you, my heart just got happy, Brother Keith. Just thinking about, man, I'm 26 years. 26 years. You know what I really like about the fact that I've been born again, Chief? You know what I like about that for one thing? That was my second birth. That was my second birth certificate, you might say. There ain't no expiration date on that one. You say, well, there ain't no expiration date on your first one. No, it ain't written on there, but there is one there because you are going to die in the flesh one day. Yes. That life ain't going to last forever. But, buddy, that second one is. That's exactly right. I was visiting one of my neighbors today, and we was just talking about that. And she asked me, she said, how long is eternity? And she's a saved woman. She was just thinking out loud, you know. And I said, that's a long time. She said, well, how long is it? I said, forever. She said, that's a long time. She said, and we're going to live that long. I said, yes, ma'am, we're going to live as long as God lives. Because I'm hidden Christ and my life's in Him. I said, and that day He rose, when He come out of that tomb, He rose to live forevermore.
Amen.
And if He can't die, I can't die. I'm going to leave His flesh one day, and I'm going to move on to another experience in another place for all eternity. But I'm never going to die.
Right.
I can't die. My flesh will, but that ain't me no way.
Yeah, never.
Never. Right. Never. But in the whole time, now just think about this. But I'm going to tell you what, I know this now. I did not know that then. I knew that God knew all about that and had ordained that long time before this world was ever created. He was going to come and make me a child of God. The whole time, though, in my life, Chief, for 35 years I sit by the pool, I never looked across the street and realized I was that close to the sheep market. I was right there at it the whole time. I had a view of what Christ did. I'd been taught in Sunday school, you know, Keith, you talked about, you know, being exposed to some church environment as a boy. Went to Sunday school. I mean, you learned about Calvary. Didn't mean nothing. Just think, you was that close to the sheep market the whole time. But you had to wait till the Holy Ghost come by and trouble the waters. Jesus would show up on the scene, rise and walk. Caused a disturbance in the city too, didn't it? Everywhere he went and he touched somebody and changed their life, caused a disturbance. People questioned it. They doubted it. They hated it. Same today as it was then.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm in. Thank God. Glad I'm saved. But I'm glad I'm a sheep. I once was a lost sheep. Now I'm a found sheep.
Sure.
I've had to ride on the shoulder and got to go back to the house. And I'm going to stay there from now on. And I thank God, though, I ain't never been a goat.
Amen.